Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, you've given us quite a bit of source material here on money, assets, markets, the fundamentals. So today we're trying something a bit different, a rapid knowledge sprint, our mission. Let's try and pull out, say, 10 essential insights from all this. Fast, but, you know, with real substance.
Right. I've gone through it, synthesized the key bits. I'm ready. The goal is really to maximize those aha moments for you, the listener. So think of it like a high-speed review.
Exactly. We confirm the core facts, then quickly dive into why they actually matter.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's unpack this. Let's start right at the beginning. Money itself. Knowledge nugget one. Which of these is not an essential property money needs to be a workable medium of exchange? Is it sufficient in quantity, divisible, generally acceptable, or guaranteed to increase in value?
Okay. The one that's not essential.
That would be?
Guaranteed to increase in value.
Spot on. Absolutely. Money has to be, you know, divisible, portable, widely accepted. But guaranteeing it'll grow. Well, that's investing, not money's core job description. More of a hope, really.
Right. Not a functional requirement.
Knowledge nugget two. True or false? A central bank digital currency, a CBDC, like this digital pound idea, it's basically the same thing as Bitcoin or other private cryptocurrencies.
No. That's false.
Right. And the difference is quite important, isn't it?
It is. The CBDC is centralized. It's issued, controlled by the central bank, like the Bank of England.
Whereas crypto.
Yeah, crypto assets are usually decentralized, designed specifically not to have that central authority. Very different models.
Okay, good distinction. Now, let's step back from digital for a second. Physical cash. Knowledge nugget three. True or false? People think cash is risk-free because inflation won't eat away at its real value.
That's definitely false.
Yeah, feel safe, right? Because it won't, like, default.
Exactly. No market risk in that sense.
But inflation, your sources really hit this point hard. Inflation absolutely chips away at what your cash can actually buy.
That example you mentioned, the 50-pound note losing significant value over time.
Losing 11 pounds in real terms over a decade.
Yeah.
It shows safe isn't the same as stable value. A crucial point.
Definitely.
Okay, moving to assets where value does shift more obviously. Bonds. Knowledge nugget four. What's the term for that fixed rate of interest paid each year on a bond? Is it par value, redemption date, or coupon?
That fixed payment, that's the coupon.
Yes, the coupon, that's the promised interest.
Distinct from the par value, which is what you get back at the end, the principal.
Exactly. Par value is the face value repaid at maturity, the redemption date. Okay, good. Let's switch to real assets. Property. Knowledge nugget five. True or false? Property is super liquid, easy to sell quickly if you suddenly need the cash.
Oh, that's false. Property is famously not liquid, illiquid.
Precisely. It's not like selling shares, is it?
Not at all. Selling property takes time. It's subject to supply, demand, finding a buyer. You can't just cash out instantly.
Which is why it often needs to offer that liquidity premium sometimes. Makes sense. Okay, connecting assets to the markets where they trade. Knowledge nugget six, that price point where supply and demand meet, where they're balanced with what's called equilibrium price, wholesale price, or primary price.
That balance point is the equilibrium price.
Yes. And the key thing
is, it's always moving, right? It's dynamic.
Constantly shifting. Any change in supply, any change in demand, that price reacts. Markets are alive. Knowledge nugget seven. True or false? The interbank market, you know, where banks lend to each other overnight, very short term, that's part of the capital markets.
False. That's the money markets.
Correct. What's the defining difference there?
It's all about the time frame, the duration. Money markets are short term. Think overnight, weeks, months maybe.
Yeah.
High liquidity.
Right. And capital markets.
That's the long game. Long-term financing, bonds, equities, funding big projects, company growth over years.
Perfect. Okay. Bond risk now. Knowledge nugget eight. Which bond rating group, specifically thinking BB down to D, is seen as pretty vulnerable to economic shifts and carries a significant risk of default? Investment grade, junk bonds, or sovereign debt?
The riskier ones. Those are generally called junk bonds. High yield, high risk.
Exactly. Junk bonds. Investors demand higher yields, a higher coupon usually, to compensate for that increased risk of things going wrong. Classic risk reward.
Yep.
All right, nearly there. Let's talk about what financial institutions do. Intermediation. Knowledge nugget nine. When a bank pulls lots of small deposits, say loads of accounts under 1,000 pounds, to fund one huge loan, like a massive mortgage or corporate financing, what specific intermediation problem is that solving? Risk transformation, maturity transformation, or aggregation?
They're pooling small amounts to make a big amount. That's solving the size mismatch. So, aggregation.
Spot on. Aggregation, it's fundamental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Without it, how would individual small savers ever fund large-scale borrowing?
It wouldn't really work at scale. It lets the system bridge that gap.
Exactly. Enables modern banking as we know it. Okay, final one. Regulation and financial crime. Knowledge nugget 10. True or false? The process of washing dirty money, filtering criminal cash through accounts to make it look legitimate. That's mainly governed by the Fraud Act 2006.
Filtering proceeds? No, that's money laundering. And the main UK law for that is the Proceeds of Crime Act 2002, or POCA. So, false.
Exactly right. False. It's money laundering, and POCA 2002 is the cornerstone.
Yeah, it targets the proceeds, the money itself, regardless of the original crime.
Right. And that example from the sources, the suitcase with 500-pound K, shows why those anti-money laundering rules under POCA are so critical.
Definitely. Big fines for getting that wrong.
Okay, wow. We just blitzed through 10 core ideas. Inflation risk, market types, bond ratings, aggregation. Pretty fast.
We did.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Well, what strikes me, looking back at all that, is how interconnected it all is. This whole system, banks, borrowing, pooling deposits, setting prices, it's like the essential oil that keeps business and government running.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But because it's so complex and so vital, it needs constant attention, regulation, oversight. Like the payment systems regulator or the FCA focusing on financial crime, trust is everything.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Well, think about that trust aspect. We saw a huge shift, didn't we, from LIBOR, that key interbank rate, to SONIA, largely because of scandal. Trust broke down. Now there's talk of CBDCs. The system keeps evolving. So the provocative thought is, what new rules, what new mechanisms will the authorities need to build next to keep faith in a financial system that's constantly changing but remains absolutely central to everything?
It's a good question.
This study resource is part of Future Trends support towards your mortgage qualification. Keep practicing, stay confident, and best of luck with your exams. Future Trend Financial Training, accredited CMAP learning and support provider for the LIBF.